The Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Dav Vav, teaches us about the Aveira of Leisit Lefneiva Leisitim Mirshol. As it's understood in our Gemara, Lefneiva Leisitim Mirshol is the Isser to cause somebody else to do an Aveira. As our Gemara gives two examples, one may not give wine to another, or one may not give Eivir Menachai to a Ben Noach. The Medrash says that the definition of Lifnei Eivir Lesitim Mirshol means Osa Loses L'Chaveroi Eitza Sheino Hagenis. You're not allowed to give to someone bad advice. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the Mefarshim, is included in Lifnei Iver Leisitim Mechshol, the Poshup Shat of not putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis of Katan Dalet says that based on the Rambam and the Chinuch, the halacha would be if somebody causes an iver to trip, ain't over b'lifnei iver. He's not over b'lifnei iver. And so too is the opinion of Yeruchim Perlau in his famous work on explaining the mitzvahs, Sefer Mitzvahs HaGadol. The Yad Ramah in Masechta Bava Basra explains that since we know there's a klal mikra layoytzim de pshuta and a mikra layoytzim de pshuta, the poshup shat and the posik always remains, and therefore he holds, and that so too is the opinion of the sefer chassidim, that the halacha is that hanoisim mikshal lifnei chaveroi, if somebody gives bad advice, he's over the Aveira of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Mechshol. The Chinuch at the beginning of Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis says the definition of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Mechshol is Shlo Lachshol B'nei Yisrael Losses Lahem Eitzera. You're not allowed to give people bad advice. Ask the Miches Chinuch, then our Gemara here, Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Vav, the Gemara says, included in Lifnei Iver is giving Eivir Menachai to Ben Noach. So why does the Chinuch, ask the Miches Chinuch, say that the definition of Lifnei Iver is Shloi Lahachshol B'nei Yisrael Losses Lahem Eitzerah? So the simple answer would be that maybe when it comes to giving an Isser, there is no difference between a Yisrael and an Akum. Versus when it comes to give bad advice, there is an difference between Yisrael, where bad advice may not be given to Yisrael, versus that then would not apply to an Akum. But the Miches Chinuch himself asks, where does that distinction come from? So the Achiezer from Chaim Oizer in Chel Gimel Simen Pei Aleph Oy Zayin says that the Isser of giving bad advice is a din ben Odom L'chaveroi. The Isser of being machshel somebody with an Aveira is a din of ben Adam l'makoy. And therefore, says the Achiezer, that in the element of Lifnei Iver, which is ben Adam l'makoy, it applies both to Yisrael and to Akam. Whereas the element of Lifnei Iver, which is ben Adam l'chaveroi, only applies to Yisraelim. It's interesting to point out that the Panovich Rav takes a similar approach, and the Panovich Rav takes this a step further. The Torah says in Yerideya, Simin Samach Beis, that the Isser Evim and Achai does not apply by Behemah Tameya. Asked Achroinim, let's understand this halacha. To Yisrael, this meat is anyway not acceptable. It's coming from a non-kosher animal. To Ben Melech, the halacha is that Evim and Achai does apply even by non-kosher animals. So the Shail Satshuvus Emuna Shmuel says a chiddush nifla. He says that the Issa Lifnei Iver only applies that in a situation that the person who's causing someone else to do the Aveira, it's an Aveira to him as well. But in a situation where to the machshel, it's not an Aveira, even though it's an Aveira to the Nichshal, Lifnei Iver doesn't apply. Therefore, says the Emuna Shmuel, that if a Jew would give an Akum, Evim and Achai, from a non-kosher animal, there would be no Isser Lifnei Iver. Because to a Jew, there's no Isser Evim and Achai, as we just said, from a non-kosher animal. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. He says, if the Isser Lifnei Iver is that you're not allowed to cause someone to do an Aveira, what's the difference if to you it's an Aveira or not? If it's to him Aveira, it should be also. And there's rayas to the opinion of Pri Chodesh. The halacha is that one is not allowed to cause a kohen to be a Yisrael is not allowed to cause a kohen to become Tameh, even though the Isser Tumah doesn't apply to Yisraelim. And there are other rayas where we see that the halacha is that way. The Gemara, Tosfos Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Daled, comments. The Gemara says there, Omer Rav Ami, Eim Meisrin Divrei Torah La'akum, Shenema La'asochem L'chol Goy, U'mishpotem Bal Yudom. Ask Tosfos, why do we have to come on to the pasuk of La'asochem L'chol Goy, since the halacha is that Akum Sh'osek B'Torah. If an Akum learns Torah, Chayiv Misa, so if a Jew teaches the Akum Torah, he's over Lifnei Iver. So what do we see from here? That Tosfos obviously is of the opinion that even though to the Jew, it's certainly not an Aveira, it's certainly not an Aveira for a Jew to learn Torah. It's, of course, an important mitzvah for a Jew to learn Torah. Yet, it would be possible between to be oivel if naiver, if the person who you're causing to do the Aveira for him is an Aveira. So, the Beis Halevi wants to distinguish if the person is only helping someone else do an Aveira or if he's actually causing him to do the Aveira. In a case where you just set up a situation for the person to do the Aveira, if it's not an Aveira for you, then there's no Lifnei Iver. But if you're actually doing the Aveira with that individual, even though it's not an Aveira for you, the case that we just gave, where you are learning Torah with an Akum, where even though learning Torah for you is certainly not an Aveira, but learning with him is an Aveira, that's when it will be Asur. And the Panovich Rav explains this. And he explains it in a very fundamental fashion. He says, when we think of the Avera Lifnei Iver, how do we look at that? Do we look at Lifnei Iver as an independent Avera? There's an Avera in the Torah. Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. Or is Lifnei Iver part of the Avera? If I cause somebody Chas V'Shalom to be Mechal Shabbos, then it's not just that I'm being over Lifnei Iver. I'm being over Chil Shabbos. And therefore explains the Panovich Rav. In a case where it's not an Avera for me, the Eva Menachayev, a Behema Temeya, so I can't say the Lifnei Iver is part of that actual Avera. When I look at the element of Lifnei Iver being a separate Avera, so it can't be a separate Avera, because to me this is not an Avera. But when it's a situation where I'm participating in the Avera, like we just discussed from Beis Halevi, then maybe it's not the Lifnei Iver that we've been speaking about, but it's a different Lifnei Iver. It's part of doing that Avera. And Lifnei Iver is part of Lifnei Iver is partially doing that Avera. And therefore we can understand the distinction that the Beis Shmuel made. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, says that a father is not allowed to cause his son, is not allowed to do something that will cause the son to disrespect him because he's over Lifnei Iver, unless he was Meichel on his covet. Ask Tosfos over there, Divrei HaMaskil, the Machel, that even if the son is Meichel, but if he doesn't know, even if the father was Meichel, if the son doesn't know that the father was Meichel, why is he not over Lifnei Iver? Similarly, to we find in Shas that the Aloch is Niskaven Lechel Basa Chazir Va'ola B'yadei Basa Tleh is an Avera. So here, if you didn't tell your son that you were Meichel him, why are you not Oiva Lifnei Iver? So the Ritva takes the approach, a very interesting approach. He says the entire concept of Lifnei Iver is to avoid causing people to do the wrong thing. And he takes it a step, and we're taking a step further, I think, what the Sefer Chassidim means to say. The Sefer Chassidim is saying that don't look at Lifnei Iver as a separate Isser, but rather look at Lifnei Iver as part of the bigger of every Avera. There's a Lifnei Iver element in every Avera. And therefore, in a situation, as we are discussing, where a father maybe does something that will cause his son to disrespect him, but his goal is actually to train his son properly. So if the whole Issa of Lifnei Iver and Kibbut Av is part of Kibbut Av, and here the Kibbut Av is that the son should disrespect him, so then you're not over Lifnei Iver. We had in our Gemara the other day, the Gemara discussed that there are times during the year, four times during the year, where somebody who sells an animal, he has to notify the customer that he sold the mother, he sold the child, because these are times where people buy animals on a regular basis. The Gemara Masechta Bechairis discusses the do you have to notify in every situation that you sold an animal, a mother or a child? Or is it only in this time of the year? So the Paiskim ask, how could we not have to notify? How could we not have to notify? Isn't this a situation of Lifnei Iver if we don't notify? From here we see that unless it's a situation that we have strong reason to believe that you're going to be over Lifnei Iver, even though there's an Issa of Lifnei Iver, you don't. Even though there's an Issa of Lifnei Iver, you don't have to notify.